Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. Today, we tell about the first woman chief of the Cherokee Nation, Wilma Mankiller, who died earlier this week. We also answer a question about the great American writer Ernest Hemingway. And we play music by a young jazz musician, Esperanza Spalding. This past Tuesday, the Cherokee Nation and the United States lost a powerful leader. Wilma Mankiller, former chief of the Cherokee Nation, died of cancer at her home in Adair, Oklahoma. She was 64. Faith Lapidus tells about her life.
Wilma Mankiller was the first woman to lead the Cherokee Nation based in Oklahoma. She served as principal chief from 1985 to 1995. During that time, 50% more people registered as tribal members. Ms. Mankiller led efforts to build more houses and health care centers and expand educational possibilities for her tribe. Wilma Mankiller was born in 1945 in Oklahoma. She was one of 11 children. Her mother was Irish and Dutch. Her father was Cherokee. They lived on family land called the Mankiller Flats. Her last name was an old term of respect for Indian warriors who guarded tribal villages. In 1957, the family moved to California under the Bureau of Indian Affairs Relocation Program. Wilma Mankiller lived in and around San Francisco for the next 20 years. She went to college and became an activist for Indian rights. She also studied community development, and she married and gave birth to two daughters. In 1977, she separated from her husband and returned to Oklahoma to serve the Cherokee Nation. Wilma Mankiller faced many personal and health problems. In 1979, she was seriously injured in a car accident. She had 17 operations during an 18-month recovery. Ms. Mankiller also had a muscle disease called myasthenia gravis and fought breast cancer and lymphoma. Carolyn McClellan is an associate director at the National Museum of the American Indian. She is also a Cherokee who grew up in Oklahoma. Ms. McClellan praised Wilma Mankiller's ability to lead and help others during such personal difficulties. "I had tremendous respect for her," Ms. McClellan said. She said Wilma Mankiller meant so much to girls who had no power at that time. Wilma Mankiller was known for her effort to return the balance of power of the sexes to the Cherokee Nation. She wrote about it in her book, Every Day is a Good Day. She said that women had played an important part in Cherokee government and tribal life in the past, but she wrote that women's roles decreased over time as the Cherokee people accepted the values of the larger American culture. She said when she first sought political office in 1983, it was as if the strong role of women in Cherokee life had been forgotten by some of our own people. She said that when she left office, that had changed. Former President Bill Clinton awarded Wilma Mankiller the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 1998. On Tuesday, President Obama expressed his sadness about her death. He said she transformed the nation-to-nation relationship between the Cherokee and the federal government.
Gennady Bidzin from Kazakhstan wants to know about the writer Ernest Hemingway. Ernest Hemingway was one of the best-known writers in American history. He was one of the 20th century's most important and influential writers. He wrote many famous books and earned millions of dollars from his writing. Among his best books are The Old Man and the Sea, For Whom the Bell Tolls, A Farewell to Arms, and The Sun Also Rises. Many of his most famous books were written before he was 30 years old. Several were made into movies. He won many prizes for his writing and influenced many writers. He was awarded the Nobel Prize in Literature in 1954. Ernest Hemingway's writing style is very simple, yet very powerful. It may have been influenced by his work as a newspaper reporter. Hemingway expressed little emotion in his writing. He said it would be too easy to do that. Instead, he tried to describe a situation so well that the reader would understand the emotion in it. Ernest Hemingway was born in Oak Park, Illinois, near Chicago, in 1899. He shot himself to death in 1961, just as his father had years earlier. Hemingway was 61. He had lost the ability to write and was sick most of the time. He probably suffered from depression and drank too much alcohol. Among the papers he left was one that described what he liked best: to stay in places and to leave, to trust, to distrust, to no longer believe and believe again, to watch the changes in the seasons, to be out in boats, to watch the snow come, to watch it go, to hear the rain, and to know where I can find what I want. Esperanza Spalding is a young jazz musician who sings, plays the bass, and writes her own music. The 25-year-old plays jazz that is influenced by the sounds of funk, soul, samba, and blues music. She has performed all over the world, even for President Obama. Critics say Esperanza Spalding is one of the most interesting and gifted examples of today's jazz music. Mario Ritter has more. Bye.
That was Junjo from Esperanza Spalding's first album of the same name. Spalding grew up in Portland, Oregon. When she was only 4 years old, she heard her mother struggling to play a piece of music on the piano. After listening for a while, Esperanza was able to play the music by ear. She soon began writing music, and by age 5 had started playing the violin. By the age of 15, she was the head of her youth orchestra. And by 20, Esperanza Spalding had graduated from the Berklee College of Music in Boston, Massachusetts. She accepted a teaching position there. In her second album, Esperanza, she sings in English, Spanish, and Portuguese. Here is Samba em Preludio.
Eu sem você não tenho porquê, porque sem você não sei nem chorar. Só chama sem luz, jardim sem luar, luar sem amor, amor sem cidade. Eu sem você sou só desamor, um barco sem par, um campo sem flor. Tristeza que vai, tristeza que vem. Sem você, meu amor, eu não sou ninguém.
Esperanza Spalding has played with some of the top jazz artists in the world. But she says the most important thing about jazz is that it is about right now. She says many people in the jazz world praise the music of 50 years ago. Esperanza Spalding has said that music and people change with the years. She says it is important to let jazz music breathe and evolve in new ways. We leave you with the energetic sound of She Got to You.
If I had a penny for every time I caught you undressing me with your eyes, I'd be your rich woman, then I could prove all my senses were real and all along. You wanted me too. So now you laugh and call me a fool. I know you wanted me too. Before she got to you. If I could remember all the things you used to say when we were locked alone, I'd have a book of sonnets.
I'm Doug Johnson. Our program was written by Chris Cruz, Dana Demange, and Katie Weaver, who was also the producer. Do you have a question about people, places, or things in America? Click Contact Us at the bottom of our website, or write to Mosaic at voanews.com. We may answer your question on the show. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.
Now I'm a bit confused, what I thought was true. Did she barge in and steal your heart away? Or did you know?